Xin chào, tôi là Hoàng Ngọc Duy, tôi là người Việt Nam. Currently, I'm working as a postdoc researcher at Hamburg Observatory of Hamburg University.
Hi, ich bin Dennis Wittor und ich bin wissenschaftlicher Mitarbeiter an der Hamburger Sternwarte.
The reason why I study astrophysics is that it helped me to deep understand some of the physical processes in nature. In addition, it helped me to understand our place in the universe. Actually, my bachelor was not astrophysics. Before receiving a PhD degree in astrophysics in the Netherlands, I studied chemistry and physics. Currently, my research focuses on observational study of galaxy clusters. For this, I use X-ray and radio telescope.
Actually, my background is not astrophysics, but it's plasma physics, which I studied at the Ruhr-Universität Bochum. From Bochum, I moved to Hamburg to get my PhD in astrophysics, which allowed me to study the largest plasma systems in the universe. After Hamburg, my journey through science took me to Bologna and back to Hamburg.
We are here at Hamburg Northern State LOFAR Station, which is one of six LOFAR stations in Germany. Its main park is in the Netherlands. The interesting part of LOFAR is that it doesn't have any moving parts, like normal telescopes, but it can also observe multiple targets simultaneously. Another great aspect of radio telescope is that it can observe 24/7. It means that we don't have to wake up at night to do observation ourselves.
Actually, there's more to astrophysics than operating in telescopes. And there's something to do for everybody with his or her own interests. So if you like to build things, you're perfectly suited for building the telescopes. If you like to write code, then you can write the pipelines that reduce the data taken by the telescopes. If you like to observe things, then you can operate the telescopes. But there are also mathematicians and theoretical physicists that derive the equations that explain our universe. And then there are also computational astrophysicists that simulate those equations to combine them with the observations. At the end, the results and the scientific results we produce are a product of huge collaborations of different people with different skills. And not only with different skills, but also people with different internationalities. For example, I work together with people in Korea, but also in the US.
Galaxy clusters grow through a sequence of merger of smaller subclusters. The mergers generate shock waves and turbulence in the environment between galaxies. To study these processes, I use radio and X-ray telescope around the world and in space, particularly LOFAR and E-Rosetta. E-Rosetta is an X-ray telescope orbiting around the L2 point in space. It operates at energy range between 0.2 to 10 keV. Its primary purpose is to make an X-ray map of the whole sky. This is an example of a merging cluster, the Sources cluster, when observed with radio and X-ray telescopes. Here we see radio emission in red and yellow, and X-ray emission in green from the cluster. In this source, cosmic ray electrons are accelerated to a very high speed, that is close to the speed of light. Nobody knows where these relativistic electrons come from. Also, in this region, large-scale magnetic fields are amplified. Details of the physical mechanisms are being actively studied.
Galaxy clusters and their radio sources are very large and they evolve on timescales of 10 to 100 million years. So how can we compare the observation, which is just a small snapshot of a cluster's lifetime, to the underlying physical models? For this, we model the relevant equations using cosmological simulations, as you can see here in the background, for example. In those simulations, we can compute observational proxies and then directly compare them to the observations. Hence, by combining theory, simulation, and observations, we can obtain a deeper understanding of galaxy clusters.
The reason why I choose Hamburg Observatory is that it provides me an independent research environment. It is very well connected with universities, institutes, not only in Germany, but also in the world. Particularly, I have chance to join two large collaborations in my field of study, LOFAR and E-Rosetta collaborations. These collaborations include hundreds of scientists in the world. Therefore, I have chance to work with leading experts in the field. Hamburg Observatory also play an important role in these collaborations.
I specifically chose to come back to Hamburg to conduct my research. mainly because Hamburg is one of the top 5 places in the world to do cluster science. Also, we are part of huge international collaborations. For example, we are working closely together with a group at the University of Bologna, and we are part of the LOFA collaboration. And LOFA is one of the global players in radio astronomy, and this is very essential for my research. On top of that, the Hamburg Observatory is just a great place to work at. The people are friendly and helpful, and the scenery is just stunning and inspiring. So if you want to work with world-leading scientists in an exciting field of science,
come to Hamburg Observatory.